friends. Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. Hey friends, I'm Madison. Welcome to episode 56 of Friends with a Twist. So excited to be here with my lovely co-host, Kenzie.
Hello. We have quite the episode ahead for you. It will be quite an entertaining endeavor, I assure you.
We are using new vocabulary tonight, and we're very excited to share that with you. This episode is going to be mondo.
All right. Fantabulous.
So thank you for joining us. If you're new, welcome on board the flat train. You're going to love it here.
You're all bitches. Welcome.
Oh, we're having a good night. So this episode, whoa, we're getting more fireball already. All right. So this episode, we are excited to share with you the usual start. We'll be getting the party started, sharing what's new with our chick chat segment.
Yeah.
Then we'll jump into life and the lifestyle. This segment or this episode, we're going to cover how to get what you want in the lifestyle. And I think some lessons maybe learned from some of our experiences.
That's what we're here for. We can only talk about what we know.
Exactly. It's not advice. We're just sharing things we've learned. Yeah. And then we're actually going to wrap things up with we're going to get dirty. I'm going to try to get dirty with a sexy pod bash foursome story for our Going Deep segment.
Yes. And you teased us with this last episode.
I did. That's right.
I don't know anything about it. And I have been looking forward to this because I am excited to hear what the hell happened.
I know. We didn't share very many details sexually from Podbash. So, excited to hear what you have in the future, too. And just in general, just a reminder, I think we say it at the beginning of some episodes, the end of others, but don't forget to check out our website, friendswithatwist.com.
Yeah.
We have all our details about upcoming trips and whatnot, but we also have links to all of our podcast sponsors, partners.
Yes.
In this lovely adventure. Would you like to share them, Kenzie?
We are working with Quiver, a lifestyle site and app. The Game of Lifestyle, if you need icebreaker games for all your sexy swinging fun needs. We also work with Shameless Care, if you need ED meds, STI testing, all kinds of good stuff there. And last but not least, Shivers, which you have heard us talk about in various episodes and all the fun that we have had with their products. So check out our website, friendswithatwist.com, link to all of our sponsors and partners, get some discount codes, check things out. We promise we only share with you the good stuff that we use ourselves.
Absolutely. Thank you. All right. Let's drink these freshly poured fireball shots before we go on to our chick chat.
Can't wait.
Cheers. Cheers. That was a pathetic clink.
I insisted on using cheap Halloween shot glasses tonight.
So. Ooh, it's plastic. You didn't really hear the cheers, but...
My bad. But cheers.
We promise it was good. All right. Oh, good stuff. A little bit of shivers from the fireball itself. Yeah. Physical shivers, that is.
Fuck yeah. Here we are. All right. The fireball has hit bottom. We're ready to go. We're going to bring you an outstanding episode. So... In this chick chat segment, we always give you an update about what we've been up to. And this episode, Madison is going to fill us all in first.
All right, pump the brakes. It's not that exciting, people. Honestly, ever since we got back from Podbash, there's been a lot of very good, exciting stuff like in the vanilla life for Barry and I that I'm not going to really share on this platform. But that has been taking up most of our time, to be honest. And I feel like it hasn't been that long since we've been back home. We just haven't had a lot of time to get out and about.
Yeah, I hear you.
But we're looking forward to, at this point, it's a week away. We're going to go to the Charisma Halloween party.
Oh, yay.
Next weekend.
All right.
Or this coming weekend, if you're just listening to the podcast now when we release it. So I believe, unfortunately, if you're still looking to go, I think the party is sold out.
Yeah, I think I saw that online.
Yeah.
Duh.
But wah, wah. We got in, we slid in, we're on the list. So we are planning to be there, probably reusing our one theme night costume from Podbash, because why not?
Why? Be sustainable. There's nothing wrong with recycling.
Exactly. So we're probably going to do the Baywatch theme again, but we're just looking forward to a night out. We have some friends we've met before there that we're going to try to connect with. Oh, some nice. Other people have reached out and just general nice messages like, hey, we'd love to have a drink and chat with you. Oh. So obviously we're open to that in the party setting. Yeah, so yeah. Although we're planning to meet a certain group of people there, we are open to talking to anybody. And yeah, so maybe some fun from that night. And if not, it's still just Halloween is just a fun lifestyle night to get out and about. I think that's one of the biggest, maybe besides New Year's Eve, I think one of the biggest lifestyle party seasons. I know. Haven't we talked about this? Sounds familiar.
I think you're right. Yeah, no, I feel like all the Halloween party lists are always huge at least the clubs around us. Yeah. I mean, I can't speak to everywhere in the world. But yeah, that seems to be like a fun chance for people to, you know, just like the dress up and be creative and just kind of think outside the box a little bit and just makes for a fun night.
And what better time if you would like to remain anonymous out in this world and you're just looking to get out and start in the lifestyle? Well, go out on fucking Halloween and wear a mask. Hell no one will know who you are.
Yeah. Perfect idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's our biggest upcoming thing. I know I've said ad nauseum the RM trip next month. Yes, we're obviously still excited for that, but I feel like I don't need to say that every episode, but I just did. So that's kind of what's upcoming. And amidst the four of us, I know we're trying to still figure out New Year's Eve plans.
Yeah.
But we did get some feedback from people on Instagram about potential options. I know we were talking about going to North Carolina. Still, yes. I think, in the plans or up in the air.
I think that's fair to say. I mean, we haven't booked anything yet. Like, nothing is finalized. We were just trying to kind of check out some options and see what is available. We sort of wanted to keep it within driving distance. So, like, we're not trying to go to California necessarily. But, yeah, that's kind of what we were looking at. And, yes, still open to feedback if anybody has any. Or if there's other parties that you maybe have been to or groups that you have experience with that you would recommend, definitely we would love any sort of feedback if anybody has some to share with us because, yeah, we have not been to every club or every event all over the place. So sometimes you don't quite know what to expect and it's always nice to hear from somebody who has had experience at a particular venue or with a particular group.
So yeah, I think the biggest thing is we're still open to the possible friction party in Raleigh, but we also heard about another group called Coastal Pineapples Social Club, and they're doing a takeover or a party at Ludus Social Club. I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong, in Wilmington, North Carolina. So I don't know. We've been hearing about a few different options. I don't think we want to go any further than maybe 6 hours from Philly. We don't want to drive that far. We don't feel like flying this year.
Yeah.
So still up in the air, but we appreciate the input from everybody. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, Kenzie, what would you like to share? Chick chat.
All right. So I got a couple gems for you. So one, I'm going to start with more of like a PSA sort of thing. And this comes to us via Gary, who shared this with me. Gary has basically a solo account on the 3Fun app. Totally fine. I'm aware of it. If anything comes up, he tells me about it, whatever. He has not really had much success there. And as an example, he exchanged a message with somebody like a couple, or no, I guess a guy. And basically, here was the sum total of the message. Gary said, "Hey, how are you? Are you having any luck on this app?" And the guy came back with, "Not much. When are you available to get together?"
Why is that so common? Like, oh my God, what? I can point out 20 of those in our SLS.
Well, yeah.
What the heck?
So, again, if you're new to this, if you just don't realize how things work, I don't know. I'm sorry. Like, that it doesn't cut it. Stop.
And they've never corresponded before.
No.
So, yeah.
This was literally their first exchange.
Not recommended.
Don't do that. So, yeah. I don't know. I just offer it, again, as sort of a public service announcement that
it's just annoying.
It's annoying. People are then not going to respond to you. Don't do that. No, no. Okay. So there was that. Try to have something a little more important, like some other comment, like some sort of like initiate conversation. Like
what are you looking to get out of this? Or what are you guys into? Like, not just when are you available to get together? How do you know you even mesh?
Exactly.
Like, really?
Right. So just, you know, food for thought out there, folks and friends. And then the other couple things I will mention, I would agree that for Gary and I, we haven't really done a ton of, I guess, like specifically lifestyle things since we got back from Pod Bash. We've definitely gotten together with some friends And I feel like that has sort of been our, I guess, our trend lately is sort of hanging out with established friends. Mm. Not that we haven't met anyone new lately, because, you know, if I throw Podbash into the mix, but we just seem to be sort of connecting more with people that we already know versus meeting a bunch of new people. And again, you've heard us talk before about different like ebbs and flows in the lifestyle and different things like that. And I guess we're just in our friend era that we seem to be kind of hanging out with people that we already know.
There's nothing wrong with that. Oh my gosh.
So yeah, it's all been good. And then I think the other thing I will mention for now, hopefully, is a fun, somewhat entertaining little story brought to you by Kenzie and Gary. So my preface to this is it was sort of a Sunday fun day for Gary and I, and we found ourselves with this free Sunday afternoon. We had reached out to a couple friends to see like if anybody wanted to get together, but it was pretty last minute, so it didn't pan out. Totally fine. But so there we were, left to our own devices, which is always red flag number one. So it was a beautiful day here in Flatland. We took the convertible out to, you know, soak up a little bit of sun, wind in our hair, that kind of thing. Stopped at a couple bars. We're having a lovely time. But red flag number two of the story probably is I have been on this sour beer kick. It's the only kind of beer I will even remotely entertain.
Oh, God.
So we stop and I order this sour beer. Not fully understanding that, A, it was a 20-ounce beer, which, like, is kind of a lot, and B, it was 9.5% ABV.
Of course it was.
Oops. So by the time we got home.
Now the story makes sense.
Yeah. There I was, feeling pretty good. And just for kicks, you might as well add in the fact that I had also had two of the Love Your Libido gummies.
Oh, now it really, really makes sense.
So I'm like feeling frisky and good. Like life is beautiful. I'm riding this high. Okay, fine. So Gary and I get home from this little adventure and we're down to fuck. So I thought I was all, I guess, clever. I laid out on the bed our vampire gloves, the Wartenberg / pleasure wheel, a crop, and two butt plugs. So I kind of had this sexual buffet on the bed laid out for Gary.
Beautiful.
And I told him to pick his poison. So Gary got me on the bed face down, and he started with the wheel. Mm. Love it. He told me to get on my knees and move to the crop. I'm in. I'm feeling it.
So he chose everything.
Yeah. But I mean, that was like my, that was, yeah, what I wanted.
That's fun.
So then he grabs the lube and the butt plug, which was, I'm going to call it the medium size. I have this set of three butt plugs. There's basically a small, medium, large. I'm not going to get into like fucking measurements, but just go with this. So he didn't realize that I had both the small and medium butt plug laying there. Mm-hmm. He just happened to grab the medium. This will become important in a moment, friends. So he grabs the medium one. I didn't even really know at that point, but I take a couple deep breaths. I'm trying to relax. I'm ready for it. Yeah. So the butt plug is in and he's fingering me and comments how wet I am. So again, thank you. Love Your Libido gummies.
Oh my God. Hell yes.
So fast forward. I am on top of Gary, riding him as I usually do. And he is gently trying to help me keep the butt plug in place. Because normally, when I ride on top like that, I have experienced the butt plug basically shooting out of my ass. Mm-hmm. But he helped a little too much. The whole freaking butt plug goes in my fucking anus. Sucked it in like a goddamn ice cube.
I'm sorry. It's only funny because you're okay.
Yes. And so after a few minutes of panic, Gary and I lock eyes. His penis is still in my pussy. And we're like, what the fuck?
So like he knew because his finger was back there and all of a sudden he didn't feel it.
Yes.
I
can't believe, like, honestly thinking back, like I didn't feel it.
Maybe
go
you were
in.
Just so, you were I so was, heightened.
I think yeah. so. Because, like, I should have fucking noticed that sensation.
Normally, yes.
So, yes. Funny because it turned out okay. Thank God and fucking God bless. Gary was able to fucking fish this thing out of my ass and save us a trip to the ER.
Yeah, thank God.
So that was a close call. So again.
I'm sorry. I got to keep making that sound.
Go ahead. Just right in. Right the fuck in.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't know. I have never claimed, I hope I never gave the impression of being of any sort of like ass expert. And let this be a lesson. If you are new to butt play, please be careful.
That's scary.
Things can go in and out more easily than you might expect. So that was super terrifying. But
it is scary.
It really was. But the silver lining to all of this, and I can't even fucking believe it happened. So he gets it out. We're washing hands and things and cleaning up and everybody's good again. We actually like got it back together and like we both had a really good orgasm after that.
Sans butt plug. No butt plug.
Yeah, no butt plug anymore. Just plain old vanilla sex.
Amazing.
But I'm honestly really surprised because it was pretty traumatic and like we both thought for a hot second, like, God damn, we're going to the emergency room.
Yeah, seriously.
But we like fucking pulled it back together. I'm really quite proud of us. So that was pretty
exciting.
Good
job, Gary, getting it out.
Yeah.
All right, so without getting too graphic or gross or anything like that, can I just, I don't know, can I ask how did, all right, if this happens to someone in the future,
sure.
Did you like have to breathe out? Did you like bear down to help get this thing out? Mm-hmm. So obviously you got off of on top of him, or no, did you just stay on his cock the whole time he fished it out of you?
No, yeah, wasn't even probably thinking clearly at that point, but yeah, I stayed on his cock the whole time.
What?
And I just took like some really deep breaths.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't know how many fingers he had in there.
It doesn't even matter.
He was able to like kind of go up, I guess, get around it somehow and pull it out.
While you were on his cock.
While I'm still on his cock. And like, how does he not lose an erection at this point? Like, I can't even with this guy.
Holy shit. This is fucking hilarious. I'm sorry, because you're okay.
No, yeah. Again, like, thank God it worked out okay. And like, I mean, I honestly was expecting to be sore the next day, but I wasn't. And yeah, I mean, maybe it actually helped that I didn't like move. Because
that's true. If the
if I would have stood up, would it have gone on further? I don't fucking know. But the butt gods were with me that day and crisis averted. And thank God for Gary fishing it out. And that's true love, folks. True love. So.
So
my lesson from all this fun and games is that if you're going to try something new, do it, but proceed with caution.
Yeah.
Because things get slippery and wet and they go where you don't think they're going to go. And just be careful out there, friends.
And so you gave me a little sneak peek to the story ahead of recording. And the funny part is that later in the Go in Deep story, I have not quite a similar story, but I have a butt plug situation that occurred as well. So it's just the butt plug episode.
It's a learning lesson, everyone.
All the things you didn't know, but you did know, or now you know. So you're welcome.
That's what we're here for, to help along the way.
Oh my God. Thank you for sharing that. And I'm so glad you're okay.
Yeah. And yeah, me too. But yeah, I mean, seriously, just be careful out there.
And men, could you just calm down and stop pushing everything inside of us? Just let it be. All right, we're going to take a quick break here from one of our sponsors, and we'll be back for Life and the Lifestyle. Woo-hoo. We're excited to be partnering with Shivers and Love Your Alternative Wellness for Women to offer our listeners exposure to hemp-based gummies for all of your daily and sexual needs. Shivers offers a female and male line of THC-derived gummies to help increase your sensuality, euphoria, and sensitivity at playtime. Shivers also has a women-focused, women-derived line of gummies called Love Your Alternative Wellness. These gummies include Hustle to help increase energy and focus without all of those jittery effects, Slumber to help you obtain fulfilling beauty rest, and Libido, which are their sexual goddess gummies to help boost your sexuality, increase sensation, and intensify your climax during play. Libido has minimal amounts of hemp-derived THC and CBD, so it's a great option for those who are sensitive to THC, as three of the Libido gummies would actually equal one of the female Shivers gummies. Visit shivers.store to make your purchase and enter code FWAT for 10% off your order. Link in show notes and on our website. All right, we're back for Life in the Lifestyle. We are pumped to share some good shit with you. All right, so this Life in the Lifestyle topic is going to be about how to get what you want in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're sharing it mainly because we're not experts on it, but we would like to share some insight on it, maybe. Yeah. That is our hope with this. And I feel like this topic or idea for the segment came to me based off of some recent encounters, mainly at Secrets Hideaway for mm-hmm. Podbash.
Yeah.
Not saying it's a bad thing, not throwing anyone under the bus, nothing yeah. really specific, but just a general vibe I got. How certain people made things happen. It obviously specifically talking about Barry and I, like some people were just straight up front with how to make it happen. It was clear cut. Great. Perfect. Others, I felt like we beat around the bush mm-hmm. or maybe I put an offer out, but it didn't really get reciprocated kind of way yeah. or it came too late. Yeah, and it was just kind of frustrating that more things didn't pan out when I thought the vibe was maybe there. Mm-hmm. So I felt like it might be worth sharing how, I don't know, techniques or tips to
yeah.
really just fucking get what you want. Like, is that not what we're here for? Besides being friends, like ultimately we do just want to have some sexy fun too most of the time. So
yeah.
I guess that's where this topic stemmed from. And we're going to do our best to run with it. So I feel like majority we're going to talk about maybe more so in the bedroom as far as getting what you want. But I feel like just based off of how this topic came about, I'm mm-hmm. going to start maybe with how to get what you want at a lifestyle party or vacation or takeover or something of that sort.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I like it.
So how many times have we said how it's important to communicate with your partner? I don't think we need to focus on that tonight. That's our usual advice. Yeah. I feel like it's, I don't know, more so just pays off to be open and honest with others beyond just your partner.
Yeah.
So, and yes, honest with your partner prior to doing so about what you actually want. But I don't know. Did you get that vibe at Podbash that maybe you had great experiences, but do you feel like perhaps you could have had more if either yourself or others were more upfront earlier expressing their interest to you?
Yes, okay. I do.
That's I what do I'm think getting that. At. And I mean, how many years have we been in this? And maybe I haven't been that person either. I'm not usually yeah. always the forward person. Right. So I'm just saying.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it can depend, I think, on the particular event or day or this or that or whatever. But yeah, definitely. I agree completely that we sort of had some of that same mm-hmm. feeling.
It's just common across the board. Yeah, and maybe we happens. Don't talk about it enough. But I feel like even if you get shot down or nothing pans out, like what do you honestly have to lose by just saying to another couple or to another person, hey, I'd love to connect with you at some point, or mm-hmm. we're interested in you guys. We'd love to connect with you. If you're interested at any point, let us know.
Yeah.
Well, like, what? I don't know. It's hard to do. I guess we don't always do it, but yeah. that really would make a difference, I think.
It would. And hopefully, again, I've said this before. I think sometimes we say things and I acknowledge that maybe we make it sound super easy.
Yeah.
And I know it isn't necessarily easy in the moment. But again, you're just putting it out there. You're not expecting anything from...
You're not latching on.
Yeah. But you're at least expressing the interest. And then, honestly, if we want to try to like flip the script a little bit here, that should make it easier in the long run. Because, hear me out, you've put it out there. And now the proverbial ball is in their court. They yes. have to either make the next move, or I guess they can ignore it is an option, but like you put it out there, at least it's in the universe and whatever is going to happen is going to happen, and that's okay.
And I feel like that's a polite thing to do because it gives yeah. another person or another couple some time to talk amongst themselves and figure out together what yeah. they want to do versus waiting till the last minute to make a move when you already maybe have another connection mm-hmm. or you're putting people on the spot because you're like, hey, like we want to go do this now. Are you interested? Whoa, like I don't know. I need to talk to my partner first. Like yeah. I would rather have some time to converse with Barry before making a decision.
Absolutely.
And I feel like that's a nice thing to do to other people. And again, this stems from a scenario, which I'm just going to share. Not necessarily a bad thing. But again, at Podbash at Secrets, literally one night within 1 minute of each other, we were offered by two separate groups of people to come play with them. Wonderful. Great. Amazing. I probably sound like an asshole. Like, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying it came as a surprise.
Okay.
So sure. I've never felt so awkward standing in front of people trying to figure out who to go to or how to gently excuse ourselves when we are interested in both parties. Like, one was a group play setting and one was with another couple.
Okay.
Barry and I had no prompting ahead of time to know that this was a possibility. Yeah. So literally it was like, hey, do you want to come play with our group? We're going to go here. And the other couple had said, we're going to go get changed. Come meet us in the playroom. We're like, okay. I felt very awkward because it wasn't like I wanted to turn them down on purpose, but if I would have felt better if I had a hint of the option earlier so we could have better prepared to be confident in our response together.
Sure.
I don't know. I realize this is a very highly specific example, but I feel like it's some food for thought. Like, when you wait till that last, not that even it was the last minute at that time, but if you do wait, like, I feel like your odds are a lot slimmer. So I'm going to try to use that in the future where if we're at a party scene or a club or a takeover and we're talking, connecting with an attractive couple, quick whisper to Barry and maybe we'll just say to them like, hey, you guys are so much fun. I don't know. If it works out at any point, we'd love to hang out with you alone or take it further, or we're interested in seeing you again or something like that.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that was a first. Have you ever been in a situation like that? That I know it was very specific, but I don't know. It was very uncomfortable when I would have loved to go both routes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, that is a unique situation. I can't think of any time that we've had that like exact scenario.
Yeah.
But just even that general idea, like you said, I know that I don't necessarily do the best, like feeling kind of put on the spot like that. Again, you know, even like not the exact same situation, but it can be a little awkward because if it feels to me like it's coming out of left field, if I haven't really considered it, then chances are I haven't talked to Gary about it yet and to know kind of what he might be thinking about it. And then it just is like, what do you freaking even say in that moment? I don't want to just say yes and commit us to something that he's not in and vice versa. And like, yeah. So just having some sort of gentle inkling that could be an option down the road could be so helpful. Oh, and one other thing I think connected to this is Gary and I did have the opportunity to connect with some people via like messaging and texting and whatever ahead of Podbash. And actually, this will end up coming up in my story next episode. But yeah, having the opportunity to connect with people ahead of time, I feel flattered that some people expressed interest in us ahead of time, which kind of led to a little bit of chatting, which then sort of helped set the scene for when we were all in the same place. But that I think was hugely helpful. And even though we certainly didn't get to connect with everybody maybe that we would have liked to, and we've talked about this before, just like how quickly it goes by and it just feels like there's not enough time to really kind of talk to everybody and be with everybody that you want to. But yeah, I think that was really helpful for us that, again, we were fortunate that some people expressed some interest like, hey, if we happen to click and this works out, we want you to know that we're interested. And yeah, like obviously that gave Gary and I a chance to talk about it ahead of time. And then when we were there and actually saw how the vibe was or wasn't, like we kind of had what we needed to make that informed decision in the moment. So
perfect.
It just worked out that was really helpful.
Yeah. And before we move into really more so getting what you want in the bedroom scene, one, I guess this could have gone with either couple group that night, but the one couple that we were successful and played with that I'll share the story about, I felt like it was just such a breath of fresh air that she was just so forward and came up to me and said like, hey, like, are you into us? Like, we're into you guys. And it was just, it seemed like effortless. And I just so appreciated the direct forwardness of it. That it made all the silly games and back and forth like obsolete. So that doesn't always happen that way. We don't always do that. It doesn't always end up perfectly. But that's what I appreciate. Just the, hey, we want to do this. You're good?
Yeah.
Like, let's go.
So. And it really can be as simple as that. I mean, you don't need to be crude or crass or rude about anything. But yeah, just be direct, be, you know, nice about it. And I think that can go a long way.
Absolutely. Yeah. So once you get there and have this connection and you're in the bedroom, I feel like swinger sex, it's unique. It's different. You're sometimes playing with someone who has had sex with a certain person most of their life. Like they're used to a certain way of doing things. Mm-hmm, so it's, I don't know. Do you find it for you, Kenzie, difficult in play scenarios, whether Gary's there as a foursome or whether you're playing solo? Do you find it difficult to ask like for what you want in the moment, or in general, do you feel like it's harder for women or men to ask what they want in the bedroom?
Yes, it's difficult for me to do that. It is something that I try to keep working on. Mm-hmm. And then, yes, if I want to get on like my little soapbox, I do think it's generally more difficult, or at least a different experience for women. And like, I don't want to be like all whatever about it, but I think there's sort of like a socialization, at least in American culture, that like women should just, I don't know, just fucking do it and like make people happy and just go with the flow and just like that kind of people pleaser sort of thing. And that's a whole nother fucking thing that this podcast is not designed for. But I'm just saying, I think that's a piece of the puzzle. So yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think it's, I personally speaking, that is something that I find difficult to do. It's something I continue to work on how many fucking years later in the lifestyle. But yeah, when you're with a new partner, especially if they are a little bit newer in the lifestyle, like you said, Madison, they've been with their primary partner for whatever, 5, 10, whatever years. They know what works for that person. Mm-hmm. That's probably where they're starting from.
Yeah, that's fair.
And they can't read your mind.
Oh, gosh.
So you need to just tell them if something does or doesn't work for you. Because I even like thinking about us, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, please. But like people have probably are sick of hearing me talk about like, I like to orgasm on top. I think for you, you prefer like doggy style, you've said is your favorite position. Mm-hmm. So this hasn't exactly happened, but just roll with me here. Like if Barry is used to banging you from behind as hard as he fucking can, and then he gets with me and I'm like, ew.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Vice versa, whatever. Like I'm not picking on Barry. Barry is a very gentle lover. but like, you know what I'm saying? Like if somebody just kind of has that frame of reference of what they know with their partner, that's probably where their starting point is.
Yeah, of course.
Like Susie likes this. Maybe Betty does too. And if you don't, Betty, you need to say something.
Oh, and I feel like we're scrolling down our notes. We're going to get into
the fact. Am I too far ahead?
No. I think that goes into how that can be perceived by another person if you redirect them or say, whether you're direct and say, I'm not really into this, can we do this? Or you just casually, slowly redirect them. They can be taken the wrong way, I think.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like maybe it just depends on the person, how comfortable you are with them, the drive, the excitement in the moment. Like, can be easier or not to ask for what you want. And I do agree. I also just feel like that men, Barry always tells me, men are very physical, sexual, like visual. Mm. So I feel like they're just more willing to accommodate the desires of women. I don't know. I don't know. I guess it goes both ways, but I feel like men are more accepting to women saying what they want. Mm, okay. But I don't know how common it is that women say what they want. It might just be men more so directing the show for the most part. But anyway, I don't know. I feel like maybe it's also uncomfortable for people to share when to share what they want in the moment.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And here's my take on it, since you asked. No.
Yes, please.
We force this on you. To me, and again, not that I'm perfect at this, but I think if you're asking kind of for small adjustments, I think in the moment is fine. And I guess what I mean by that is if you, you know, like you're having sex, you're fucking somebody, if you want to give cues in terms of harder, faster, slower, to the left, to the right, I don't know, whatever your jam is.
Take it back now, y'all. I'm just kidding.
Two hops this time.
Sorry.
Like, I think that kind of stuff is fine. In my experience, I've never had anybody get upset about that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. When you're just kind of giving those sort of whatever, directional
the
cues.
Verbs,
yeah, just like, yeah.
Yeah.
For the most part, I think play partners are pretty receptive to that kind of stuff. Like, oh, okay, yeah, fine. That's what you want. I will give you what you want.
I agree. Yeah.
But I guess the flip side of that maybe would be if it is a completely new, I don't know, like toy
or dynamic
or position, or certainly if you're like flipping over into like the kink PDSM world, like I think that you need to talk about ahead of time. Like you can't just throw shit out in the middle of getting tied, hogtied. Like you need to, you need your safe words ahead of time. Like you need that. That's a whole nother conversation.
Well, especially if you're playing with a partnered person, maybe they have their own boundaries. You can't just spring that in the moment, and someone might just feel pressured to accommodate. So
I would agree. Want that.
And I don't know. I feel like sometimes just sharing what you want out of a play scenario ahead of time, or even when you're making out or walking to the room, I don't know, something like that. Yeah. It's almost a foreplay. Like it heightens the sexual excitement about it all. And I think that's the perfect time to just say, I want to be a little more rough this time. Or like, this is, I don't know, I'm excited to play with you. I want you to dominate me a little bit. Are you okay with that? I don't know. Just ahead of the moment, but like literally just ahead of the moment. Maybe that's not the best advice, but I don't know. It's better than in the moment when the dick's inside of you.
True. No, but I think you present a good point. I think there is probably some sort of line here. Maybe for some situations, you don't need to discuss it ad nauseum.
Yeah.
But you also want to at least say something ahead of time. So again, maybe it's going to depend on you, the other person. Is this the first time or not the first time you're playing? Or there are different variables in consideration here, but definitely some level of what, like saying those words, I think is immensely helpful. To illustrate that point, though, I think, like, believe it or not, friends, we sometimes try to get other perspectives and like do a little research ahead of some of our episodes. But for example, so if you are with a partner and you tell them, play with my boobs, like, okay. But what does that mean?
Yeah,
like, what? How do you want them played with? Like, that's not a very specific statement. So, for example, perhaps a better way to say it, if it applies, I love it when you touch my boobs, but next time, can you not pull on my nipples quite so hard? When you pull gently, it really just turns me on, and that's what I really like.
Oh my God, bedroom voice.
You know, try to spice it up. But bedroom voice or not.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. That is more specific.
Very. Yeah, I like that.
So however you can articulate that, I think is helpful because.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm probably going to sound like a total brat and maybe I've just been really lucky, but I really feel like by and large, my lifestyle play partners have been more than willing to almost do whatever I want. I mean, I'm sure there were limits along the way. Like, I was never asking them to, like, light me on fire or something. But I think people want to please the person that they're playing with.
Yeah.
But they may not know how to do that, especially if it's your first time with that person. So any kind of, like, cue or description that you can give them, I feel like, by and large, people are willing to do stuff for or to you if they know that you like it. But again, no one's going to read your mind. You have to be able to give some cues so people can follow that.
I mean, I guess we'd hope that selfishly with the podcast, people might take cues from this. And perhaps when we play with them, maybe they take some notes if they specifically wanted to play with us.
Yeah.
Doesn't always happen that way. That's fine.
Yeah.
Maybe they never listen. And that's fine too. But I don't know. You said that you've been so blessed and had all these people do whatever you want. Do you feel like...
Whoa, is that how I said it?
Exactly. No, I'm just kidding. No, but do you feel like, honestly, in any of those, even one or two scenarios, do you ever feel like it's been because someone's listened to what you said on the podcast? So they're like, I want to fucking do that to her. There's got to be at least one.
Probably.
All right. I mean, that's great.
Yeah.
So I mean, tell me.
All right. So yeah, the one example I can give, I don't even know who fucking knows what episode it was, but I think I had talked about how I had never really like ridden anybody's face, probably a guy's face is the way I was talking about it, but it,
most likely.
And how, like, I wasn't really sure how that would work or if I would like it or, but maybe I should try it or anyway, it was about writing face. And one of our friends of the podcast who happens to listen, and you better fucking know who you are out there. I wrote his face several times now, I guess, thinking back on it. And he regularly reminds me that I should do that again soon. So yes, somebody out there who was taking notes and sort of helped me fulfill that sort of fantasy. So yeah, that's always good.
I fucking knew it. Thank you. But that's amazing. Why not have another bonus from doing this?
You know, anybody who wants to know how to push our buttons, we have, 50 freaking 6-7 hours of content out there that people can listen to and learn exactly what we like and don't like.
Because people have nothing better to do.
No excuses.
Oh, my God. Oh, all right. Back on track. Where the fuck were we? Okay. So you were talking about being specific and being vocal. Yeah. I feel like I just wanted to get back to a point. Like, I would appreciate more male play partners if they were a little bit more vocal, especially when giving a blowjob.
Yes.
Like, besides just the guys. Yes. Oh, I like it. Well, what do you like? Like, should I keep going deeper? Should I keep choking on your cock? Do you want me to play with the tip? Do you want your balls sucked? Mm-hmm. Tell me.
More spit, less spit.
To do it.
Yes.
Typically more spit, but you know. Well, I mean, maybe someone likes it dry.
Who knows? I don't know. If you're into cacti, whatever. But yes, something more.
It
yes,
goes both ways.
Would be helpful. I agree.
And I'd like to hear it. If you like something that I just did, tell me like, ooh, I really like that. And I'll keep doing it. But I feel like I haven't had that many experiences where men tell me, maybe I just suck at it and that's why.
But pretty sure that's not it.
That could be it. Wow. I hope not. But I just feel like I haven't got a lot of feedback. Like, that specifically feels amazing. Keep doing that.
Yeah.
That would be great to hear for the ego.
It would. I agree. Yeah. Guys, hey. This thing on?
Tell me what you like. And I feel like I alluded to this earlier, but this goes off of maybe not feeling bad or feeling ashamed if someone redirects or tells you how they prefer to have something done. So if I'm doing something on your cock that you don't prefer and you prefer it a different way, fucking tell me. Yeah. Maybe in the moment I'll be like, oh God, I'm sorry. Like, I feel really weird, but I will take note of that. And again, I like to please, as most people do. So I think I would take positive feedback. I feel like in general, it doesn't mean that you suck at making out or doing oral or whatever the scenario is, but if someone redirects you, is it not that they just want to make the most of your skills and they understand their body the best? Like, I feel like maybe I'm overgeneralizing. I feel like maybe guys aren't as open to feedback or redirection. I don't know. Maybe it's just scenarios I've been in, but I feel like some people just get offended and they think they know the best way. Like, oh yeah, I'm just going to ram my finger in your pussy really, really fast. When I'm like, whoa, no, slow. No.
Yeah.
People just sometimes, I think they know better. But if you know your own body, we should be open to this feedback is all I'm saying.
I agree 100%. Yes. And again, I mean, I think it goes back to just because ramming your fingers in somebody's pussy worked for your last partner doesn't mean that's what this partner wants.
Or so, maybe not right off the bat. Maybe work me up to that.
Well, yeah, that too. Yeah. No, I agree 100%. And yes, that should never be construed as some sort of personal attack.
Exactly.
It's just somebody conveying to you what their preference is. And I think, frankly, as a good play partner, it's up to you to hear that feedback and to, I guess, accommodate that as best as you're able.
Yeah.
I guess the caveat I would give to this, just because I feel like I have sort of a specific example to provide. So, I don't know. If you've listened, I think you've probably picked on the fact that I am not a hard and fast kind of jackhammer girl. And I don't know, maybe as a result, I've ruined Gary for that at this point because he's been stuck with me for so long. But I do feel like we have been in play scenarios where there are women who are asking for him to be like harder and faster. Oh. And I feel like he just kind of has a limit to like how hard and fast he like can or wants to or will go.
Interesting. Yeah, that's a good point.
And so, yeah, I think that there's got to be some give and take, I think, is the point that. Please ask for what you want. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, you're with a good, kind partner who is willing to receive that information and do the best that they can with it. But I think you also need to appreciate that if that's not kind of their normal mode of functioning, it may still not be exactly what you want or need in that moment.
Good point.
But good just, point. You know, maybe trusting that if you express what you're looking for and that partner is at least making an effort and doing the best that they can, maybe there's room for growth if there's future play sessions, you know, because that first time can always be a little like a learning curve with people. So I don't know, just kind of throwing that piece of the puzzle into the mix as well, that play partner might hear you, but maybe they're just not super familiar with what it is that you want. Maybe they're not going to knock it out of the park that first time, but you know what I mean? Just something to keep in mind.
That's great. I didn't even think of that perspective. So it's both parties need to be open to feedback or open to what someone can give in that moment.
So yeah.
Very good point. And maybe before we wrap up, would you mind sharing? I think you found some notes on this. A certified sex therapist gave some ideas. Do you want to share that? Like a little play scenario type of thing. Please share.
I can share. And again, it's kind of one of those, you know, take it for what it's worth. But if you're feeling a little stuck, I don't know, maybe this will be helpful. So I had found an exercise that you can try just with your own partner. It comes to us from Dr. Carrie Richmond, who is a certified sex therapist. So her suggestion is grab your partner, somebody you know you're comfortable with, and you should always ask for consent anytime you're going to do anything. So get that out of the way. No, it's important. But so have consent. And really all you need is your partner's forearm. They're like, this isn't getting too crazy or kinky here. But what you'll want to do is prop their right hand in your left, extending their arm out in front of their body. So for the first 30 seconds, touch their forearm the way you like to touch. Maybe that's light strokes, tickles, taps, different pressure, whatever it is. And then after 30 seconds, ask them how they would like to be touched. Lighter, more pressure, with or without nails. Let them guide you for 30 seconds.
Ooh.
You can try saying things like, I'm curious if this feels good. When you lead a question with, I'm curious, it really leads the other person out of a place of defensiveness.
Ooh, I like that.
So you're just kind of like, you're just probing and asking the question.
That's actually really good feedback.
And then the idea is to switch partners and repeat that little sequence. So I don't know. I'm sure there's somebody listening right now being like, oh my God, this is a crock of shit and the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But I threw this in here because, again, if you are somebody who has trouble vocalizing what you need, something like this that's really low stakes, you can freaking keep your clothes on, you're with your partner, just to have that practice of, like, fucking using your words and saying lighter, harder, faster, whatever, you know what I mean? But just to start to practice that with your partner in a safe environment. Maybe that's what you need to then be able to do that with a new play partner. I don't know. Try
it. Even if you laugh about it. Yeah. Like, at least you're, like, saying the words. Like, literally, you were saying these, and Gary and I were just joking on the side.
I saw a soft touch,
and then I was, like, mouthing to him. I was, like, slap me. Claw me. I was, like, just fucking joking with him. But, like, even if you really want something and you can do that little act and laugh with your partner, you're saying the words, but, like, you're being honest. Like, all right, this sounds funny, but really, like, we should try a little bit like this. So
yeah,
I think that's good advice.
So something to try if you are feeling stuck or just need somewhere to start.
Yes.
That could be a good place to start. All right, Madison, do you want to wrap this up for us, put a little neat bow on getting what
best.
You want?
Yeah. I feel like, all right, some takeaway points from this are, I think we said speak up. No one can read your mind. Share what you need to share. State what you want, who you want, and be open to whatever comes of it.
Yeah.
So at least you won't have any regrets, honestly, even if you make your intentions known. If you're that shy person out there, just remember, seriously, what do you have to lose by stating your likes and your dislikes? It could help you honestly even avoid an awkward situation later on if you're just open upfront with what you want. And then in the bedroom, more specifically, like, we know it can be awkward, but if you could give someone what they want, wouldn't you want to do that? So, like, listen to your partner, be open to what they can give you too. Just tell them, communicate, and above all, practice makes perfect. And we hope and we are sure that it will get easier the more you do it.
Yeah. So cheers. Get out there. Tell people what you want. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Just fuck. Yeah.
Fuck.
Get out there and fuck. All right. We're going to take a break and we'll be back for our Go In Deep segment. Hey there, twisty friends. Let's talk about something important, your sexual health. As swingers, we all enjoy our fair share of sex, including oral sex. But how often do we think about the potential risks that are involved? Or perhaps fellas out there might worry about their member rising to the occasion. Cue in Shameless Care. They're the experts in STI testing and ED medication. With Shameless Care, you get an at-home testing kit that arrives in discreet packaging, a virtual physician consultation, unlimited questions to ask, and free virtual follow-up care for any positive results. All of this from the comfort and privacy of your own home. Shameless Care also offers ED medication at half the price of other providers, giving you the chance to save over $200 a year. No games, no added shipping charges, no more hassle. Visit shamelesscare.com/FWAT and receive $20 off of your order. That's right, friends. Just visit shamelesscare.com/FWAT for your next purchase. We're certain you won't be disappointed.
All right, friends, this is it. Last segment of this episode, Going Deep. And we are ready for Madison's sexy story from Pod Bash. She teased us with it last time. I don't know what's about to happen, but I cannot wait to hear all the sexy details of her and Barry's sexy shenanigans. Take it away, Madison.
Oh, thank you for the introduction. All right, Kenzie, here we go. So, I am sharing, yes, a foursome story from Podbash, and I am going with the names for this couple as Griselda and Roman.
Wow.
Very interesting, right?
Yeah, those are some names.
One of them means something, and one of them means fucking nothing at all. So
okay.
That's where I came up with the names.
Do we get to know which is which? Oh, okay. All right, cool. All right, can't wait.
We're leaving it at that. But so anyway, all right, Podbash, it was a Saturday night.
Oh,
we met this super sexy, fun Canadian couple.
Mm.
We met them actually earlier in the day in the pool.
Okay.
But ran across them again at the club that night.
Sure.
And first, before we get into it, let me describe them. So Griselda, she is about my height, thin, big, beautiful boobs, long blonde hair. Like, I don't know. Honestly, looking at her just like, oh my God, I want to look like her, like that perfect Barbie looking person. But I admired her. I thought she was very attractive.
Nice.
And he very much complimented her. He, Roman, for this story, was also about my height, dark hair, tan skin, fit body.
Mm.
And all right, this might be a slight stretch, but his face gave me very, very slight, maybe Tom Cruise-esque vibes from Top Gun.
Okay.
I don't know. Just like that dark hair, dark skin, manly, chiseled face kind of look. I don't know.
All right.
I couldn't put my finger on it, but it was something like that.
All right. So, we'll roll with it.
So that's what we're going to go with if you're picturing this. So picture Barbie and Tom Cruise.
Got it. Yes. I'm in.
So we became flirty a little more so at the club that Saturday night at Secrets. And that was the night where I took 1.25 Shivers gummies.
Wow. That's very specific, Madison.
Yeah. I guess actually it's 1.5. I don't know why I said 1.25. But anyway, I took one whole one. Plus a little bit of another one, which I've never done before.
Were you sharing that night with somebody, I think?
I was sharing with one of our beautiful friends. Yes.
Got it.
And I think we had agreed at a certain time we'd split another portion together. Yes. So yes.
All right.
Her and I were conspiring against that. Amongst that. So that just goes into play because it heightened things for me personally.
Sure.
So Griselda, she was pretty forward, thankfully, and stated how they were into us. kind of took me by surprise because, yeah, they were fun and flirty. But honestly, I thought, this sounds bad, but I felt like we maybe weren't good enough or attractive enough for them.
Oh.
So she said it, and we all vibed. I'm going to get to the good stuff, so I'm cutting some stuff out. But basically, we all agreed to then meet them at the playroom. This was the night where we were propositioned by multiple people. We had a group scenario where we had this couple, and we were kind of vibing with them slightly more. So we went with this couple. So we planned to meet them at the playroom at Secrets. And while the playroom was fucking packed on a Saturday night, the playroom's down the walkway from the club. It's like a private area where you have to go in and be unclothed or in a towel or something like that. So
was there,
Go ahead.
Was there any reason that you were going to meet in a playroom versus going back to like your room or their room? Or is that just like a better situation, do you think? Was there any reason for that or not at all, maybe?
I don't even know if there was a reason. There was another couple that was also very attractive that they were hanging out with. And I think everyone just kind of agreed, hey, let's all just go to the playroom and see what happens feeling. Sure. So that's really all I can think of for why we went there, that's to be fair. Honest.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Unfortunately, it was fucking packed. And although we both spent $8 for a fucking locker, I know it's $8, but like all we literally did was walk in and out. So it kind of pissed me off.
It's kind of annoying.
But we decided to leave and just play in our room that night. Okay. So we're all already naked at this point because you can't, like I said, enter the playroom at Secrets without being naked or in a towel.
Yeah.
So after we obtained our items from the locker, we went, Barry and I went back to our room and kind of waited for them. So they came to our room and we're all already naked. Perfect start. And then we get onto our king size bed with the mirror on the ceiling above us.
Yeah.
And so pretty quickly, her and I started making out. Oh, no, actually, well, we did a little bit, but then we very quickly swapped spouses and started making out with the other spouse on the bed. Then her and I went back to making out for a little bit. And then since her and I, we started just laying on our backs for the play at this point, the guys then joined back in and just started to basically eat both of us out and use their fingers to pleasure our pussies. Went just right into that play. Like, we were all just like, yeah, let's get to it.
Sounds like a good time.
And, you know, thinking back, I don't think we ever had any conversation about how we wanted to play or anything. I think it was just maybe just assumed that because we're couples, we're open to full swap. And I guess if one of us wasn't, we wouldn't have gone further.
Yeah.
But just hindsight's 2020. We didn't talk about that. Sure. But anyway, so there they are eating us out, fingering us. We're both on our backs, her and I on the bed together. And it just felt so amazing. And oh my God, my pussy was so wet from the fucking shivers. Like, my whole body actually felt just really fucking good. You know how it feels. I felt really good. So then both pairs, like, we go between oral on one another and then making out. It's just a lot of oral and then making out between amongst the four of us. Like, it just kind of, not men to men, but between the four of us, it kind of swapped. And then at one point after this, Roman has me in a 69 position and I finally get the chance to go down on his cock, which, by the way, was fucking thick and almost intimidating. And I didn't realize until the moment. I think this is what comes into play later, too. But anyway, nonetheless, I sucked as deep as I could. I thought it was really deep. And from what I could tell, he wasn't verbal about it, but like the way his body was reacting, I think it felt really nice to him too.
Good.
So I think he enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So then he asked me if I want to fuck. I'm like, yeah. So they asked Barry and Griselda, the other couple, and they're like, they both agreed as well. So both guys then quickly grabbed their condoms. And both us ladies, we lubed up our pussies just so the guys could slide right in. Like, I was wet as fuck anyway. But, like, he was, honestly, he was a little more than I was used to. So he was pretty girthy. Okay. I was like, I don't know. Let me have a little lube. So we actually used some of the lube we got from our Podbash welcome bags. So thank you.
Look at how handy that is. And like, but wait, like, extraordinarily large?
Oh.
Like,
no. No, not like, not like the intimidating happening where I was like, oh, fuck. No, just like, wow, this is a lot. But I hope, like, I can take it, but like, I can take it.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
All right.
Not super long, but just wider than I'm used to.
Yeah.
So we're lubed up. We're ready to go. Oh, and side note, here comes the butt plug into play. I was wearing a butt plug this whole time, this whole evening. So just wearing it in general, I think, just makes me feel extra like heightened and sexual in the moment.
Okay.
So just imagine how tight I felt between that and then this fucking thick cock working its way inside of me, which it took a minute to accommodate.
Okay.
But I took it. And so he
Madison
starts,
ain't no quitter.
So he starts where I'm laying on my back, and then the way he was coming in, not coming inside of me, the way he was putting his cock inside me, entering me, was honestly just, the angle was just a little too hard for me to take. So I couldn't take that for very long. So I asked to be fucked from behind, my trademark, we'll call it. So he obliged. And so I got on all fours, and then he slides his cock inside me from behind. And honestly, it was almost too much to handle. Like a few thrusts, I was like laying there squinching my face like, shut the fuck up, bitch. Just fucking take it. Just take it. No, say something. No, don't say anything. Just take it. Just take it. Like I was back in my mind like, it's good, but it's too much. It's good, but it's too much. Mm. Like it took a little bit. And then I started to stretch, and I started to accommodate it, and then he started to go a little harder and faster, which I fucking love anyway, and I was just wet, and things were accepting, and I took it, and it felt amazing. And then Barry and Griselda were next to us doing the same thing, but I was just so lost in my moment. I'm not really sure what they were doing.
Yeah.
But after a little while of that, we got then moved on to me being on top while he was laying on his back.
Okay.
And we kind of got a good rhythm going. And then this is my butt plug story. I had a first for me.
Oh.
We had this good fucking rhythm going, but then the butt plug shot right out of my ass. I've never fucking had that happen before. So at first I had the thought, like, I felt something was released. Like I knew it wasn't the same. And I was like, oh, fuck, it's inside of me, is what I initially thought.
Yeah.
So I reached back to put my hand there, and then thank God I felt the butt plug on the bed. I was like, oh. Huh. But then I was embarrassed because I was like, this has never happened. He probably thinks I'm fucking weird or my ass is large. I don't know. I was just like, oh, my God. He didn't say anything. Like, he didn't fucking care. Yeah. I just thought it was funny to me. And then I guess maybe that just shows how much, like, pressure his cock had inside my pussy that it shot the butt plug out of my ass.
Yeah.
So that was a first.
That's a lot of
I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, we go on for a little while like this, and occasionally, like, we'll both reach out and to Griselda, like, I'll make out with her in the midst of things, or he'll make out with her.
Oh, that's always hot.
Actually, there was, I don't know, there was this really great flow of togetherness and separate play. And at one point, I don't even know if he fully came with me because he still seemed like rock hard at the end of the play. So I don't know, but he seemed like okay with what happened. But we kind of paused in our play, looked at Griselda and Barry, and he was saying to her, like, oh yeah. Roman was saying to Griselda, like, oh yeah, take that cock, and like things like that. Yeah. And I was like, oh wow, we don't say that to each other. Like, that's this is pretty hot to listen to. So that was something new that I thought was pretty cool. And she had actually said at the start, she's a one and done orgasm type of female.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's like, if you're not ready for me to come, don't push me. And I'm the opposite. So he kept doing different positions with me, and I just kept orgasming. Like, I just fucking ate it all up. So it was interesting. It was a different dynamic in that realm, but it worked well together. And I feel like after I came multiple times, I believe she eventually then came too. Again, I'm not really sure what happened with Roman, and I don't think he cared either way. It was just a pleasurable experience all around. Yeah. But we stopped. We all had some water then. We said our goodbyes. We said, well, this was fun. Like, we all agreed this was a fun time. And it was actually about 2 a.m. by this point. Ooh. So my pussy had had a lovely after feeling of just being worked. And I felt it the next morning. Mm. But it was just one of those great unexpected nights. And I forgot to mention, at the end of the play, we all just kind of paused with the opposite partner kind of laying there holding each other. And we just looked up at the ceiling and we're like, wow, like, this looks nice. Because it is so hot to look up at the mirror.
Those
on
mirrors,
the ceiling.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I felt like it wasn't my best angle, but, like, I felt like nobody even cared. We were just hot, bothered, buns, hair, everything just, like, out and about. And it was super hot and unexpected. Mm.
So, I was thinking about the mirror at kind of the beginning of the story when you said that you and Griselda, I think, were on your backs, both being eaten out by the guys. Like, I feel like that's a fun time to look up at that mirror as well and watch
I do remember looking up at that, too.
That's secret.
Multiple times during play. And Gosh, even in my notes, I didn't mention this. I think they had a move they were calling the Canadian, or they had some fucking funny name for it. It was basically like I was almost being scissored by him, like kind of twisted at the lower half. And he was pounding me out that way. And so we were joking that we're actually going to see them again on a future trip. And we're like, I think we need some more tips on how to do that move. So maybe you could show us again. So hopefully more fun to come.
But but also good for Griselda for saying,
oh my
like,
God,
hey,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm a one and done. Because I feel like I often am that girl too.
Really?
So yeah, I think it's helpful to put that out there for a partner that like,
hell yes.
Yeah, like don't feel like you have to just keep trying to like hang in there like
Not for me.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I thought that was
either new, way but, like, is good to know about your partner. Like
I don't know. Just her, I think as her personality, just very confident and bold and like this is who I am, this is what we want. It was just a breath of fresh air. And I think it goes with just saying what you want, like we said earlier.
Absolutely.
So.
Go Griselda.
They're fucking amazing, and we can't wait to see them again. So thank you.
And that's awesome that you have that opportunity, like serendipitously already lined up. You know what I mean?
That's not that anything has to happen, but like it's super cool that at least we'll have that background of knowing each other when we see them again.
Ah, yeah. That's always fun.
God, I love Canadians.
Oh, go Canada. Oh, Canada.
Oh, I want some maple syrup now. All right.
All right, now that we've played out our Canadian stereotypes.
We're done. Sorry.
That's it. That's it, friends.
We're done.
Put a pin in it. Episode 56, all wrapped up. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, you know that we want to hear from you. You can connect with us on X and Instagram at FWAT_podcast, or you can email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. Leave us a review wherever you listen to this party train of a shit show podcast.
Join our train.
Get on the train, friends. Tell your friends. Leave us a review. It helps us kind of get the word out that we exist and that we're cool. And that's it.
Yes. Thank you.
Until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.